This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to consider new, clear, unmistakable perspectives on some very great issues perplexing this republic, particularly the issue of race. Is the only way to deal fairly with the issue of race, is the only way for Americans to come together as one nation, as we were always meant to be, is that only possible if we obsess on the issue of race and if white people constantly, every day, every moment, at all times, acknowledge our guilt? What guilt? It's ancestral guilt. It's inherited guilt. And it is something that is now being promoted actively by the American taxpayer through the, it's an unbelievable story, through the Smithsonian, the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Just amazing material issuing from that fine institution. It has been a fine institution. I think they've generally done a good job, but as part of the current madness, they have just gone off the rails. And speaking of going off the rails, your humble host right here made a mistake yesterday. I did. I was talking about Nick Cannon, the host of The Masked Singer and very well-known media figure, rapper, actor, talented guy. I said that despite his obviously anti-white tirade, he would face no consequences. But guess what? He got fired. Yeah, he got fired at Viacom. And now he has responded. Also, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has jumped into the fray, has gotten involved with all of this, and with a terrific column, actually. We will talk about that and talk about what it is that Louis Farrakhan really, really believes about white people and Jewish people in general. What is all this really about? We will get to that in a way that we've been unable to get to it before, just for constraints of time and other things, but we'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Plus, we'll be talking about the president's tough talk on China yesterday, where one of the more coherent aspects of his rambling stream of consciousness Rose Garden presentation yesterday evening, one of the more coherent aspects and important aspects, frankly, was President Trump imposing new sanctions that have been authorized by Congress against China. We'll also be speaking with Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who can answer one of the riddles of the ages, which is, how are we supposed to pay for all this stuff? They're talking about sending out another government check in the mail. Today is officially tax day, by the way. We're not talking about tax refunds. We're talking about another giveaway. Remember that $1,200 you got, which for most people, it probably didn't change your life? Well, they're talking about doing more of it and maybe seeing if we can raise our total deficit above $5 trillion this year. No, that's not an exaggeration. We'll talk about that with Senator Rand Paul. Okay, first up, there are very few things that surprise me at this late stage. But one of the things that surprised me was this morning when I clicked on this whole detailed information about whiteness from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And by the way, the museum's beautiful. It's a beautiful design. It is well done. I think it rescues all kinds of important themes in American history. I think everybody ought to go see it. It's appropriate, just as the Museum of the American Indian, of Native Americans, is appropriate. on the wall. It's worthwhile. It's part of the Smithsonian Institution. It's supported by taxpayers. But this stuff, supported by taxpayers, is just nuts. And I find it extraordinarily alarming. I mean, truly, truly alarming. Here's part of what they say. They have a whole thing where you click to it and it goes to whiteness and it's posted with a poster. It says, white dominant culture operates as a social mechanism that grants advantages to white people. Since white people can navigate society both by feeling normal and being viewed as normal. Persons who identify as white rarely have to think about their racial identity, that's true, because they live within a culture where whiteness has been normalized. Thinking about race is very different for non-white persons living in America. People of color must always consider their racial identity, whatever the situation, due to the systemic and interpersonal racism that still exists. Whiteness and its accepted normality also exist as everyday microaggressions toward people of color. Acts of microaggressions include verbal, nonverbal, and environmental slights, snubs, or insults toward non-whites. Whether intentional or not, these attitudes communicate hostile, derogatory, or harmful images. Okay, so what's so harmful and derogatory about being white? They have a whole chart here that's illustrated. And it says aspects and assumptions of whiteness and white culture in the United States. And they have a display, a little American flag. And they say the dominant white culture supports rugged individualism. And they have a picture here of a workman holding a great big sledgehammer. And rugged individualism, the individual is the primary unit. Self-reliance, independence and autonomy highly valued. Sound terrible to you? Then family structure. The nuclear family, father, mother, 2.3 children, is the ideal social unit. Of course, you can't have a third of a child, but we'll leave that aside, 30% of a child. The husband is breadwinner and head of household. Wife is homemaker and subordinate to the husband. Do you really believe that's an aspect of whiteness today? That for most white people believe that the wife is the homemaker and subordinate to the husband? Children should have own rooms and be independent? Really? That certainly was never the idea in the white household in which I grew up. It wasn't true in the idea of the white household in which our children grew up, but we'll leave that for a moment. Then another aspect of whiteness that has been oppressed onto the population in America and that apparently is evil and suspect. Emphasis on scientific message. Emphasis on scientific method. Objective, rational, linear thinking. That's dangerous. Cause and effect relationships. And quantitative emphasis. In other words, try to deal with actual facts. Something wrong with that? They also put the Protestant work ethic as part of whiteness and what's terrible about whiteness. Hard work is the key to success. Oh, that's wrong. Hard work has nothing to do with success. I mean, really? Do most successful black people disregard the idea that hard work is the key to success? Has anyone who has ever achieved any meaningful success disregarded that? Work before play? Well, that's wrong. You can't have that. If you didn't meet your goals, you didn't work hard enough, that's to be rejected. Then religion. Anything other than Judeo-Christian tradition is foreign? Well, that's true. That's an assumption in America. No tolerance for deviation from the single God concept. This is an evil aspect of whiteness. Would you talk to some of the black Christians? Do you have great tolerance for idol worship and polytheism? There is more. If you agree that whiteness needs to be acknowledged as a problem in America and white culture, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All races are the same. They are. Black racists are the same as white racists, and they make the same mistake. Just the same as brown racists, just the same as purple racists. Racism is the same mistake. It is emphasizing race as a profoundly important characteristic. And, I mean, this is so far away from Dr. King, who dreamed of a day having a dream where you could judge human beings not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Dr. King believed in hard work. Dr. King believed in the Bible, in the Judeo-Christian tradition. And, yes, he did have a little tolerance for deviation from a single God concept because he believed that God was real. And God was real in his life. You can read that in my book, God's Hand on America. It has a big profile of Dr. King. What is so appalling about what we're talking about here, and I can't think of a more outrageous use of taxpayer money than this, is the National Museum of the African American History and Culture putting out this, it's a series of posters, and it's all illustrated. It says aspects and assumptions of whiteness and white culture. And they assume that it's white culture, it's inherently white, to believe that you should practice self-reliance, to believe that independence and autonomy will be highly valued, to believe in objective, rational, linear thinking. What's wrong with that? You see, I'll tell you what's wrong with this entire project. If you were saying that belief in hard work as the key to success, if you believe that that is a white characteristic, are you saying that black people don't believe in hard work? Talk to any of the great black athletes. Any of them. Who, Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, he shows up. He's the top paid man in football right now. Or I guess he's second to Patrick Mahomes. But Russell Wilson, another black guy, by the way, Russell Wilson gets there before everybody else. He gets there 5 in the morning to work out and to work hard. In other words, if what they are saying is that whiteness and white culture are profoundly different from blackness and black culture, is blackness and black culture the opposite of all of this? High tolerance for a deviation from a single God concept? In other words, black culture is not valuing. No, hard work is not key to success. And then it comes to this. It says that one of the characteristics of whiteness is a future orientation, planning for the future, delayed gratification. Progress is always best. Tomorrow will be better. Under time, it's held to be a characteristic of time. Follow rigid time schedules. And, for instance, showing up places on time. The idea that, is it somehow inherently characteristic of black culture to not follow rigid time schedules? To not practice delayed gratification? To not plan for the future? Well, if you believe that, then you're talking about an origin of problems. If you believe that delayed gratification is somehow characteristically white and should be rejected by non-white people, then you are asking for a range of problems, ranging from health to lack of success to shattered relationships. Holidays, part of the problem of whiteness in the United States of America. Holidays are based on white history and male leaders. Okay, what should the holidays be based on? We have a full holiday for Dr. King. I think it's appropriate. We are in the process of making Juneteenth a holiday. But to deny the fact that the leaders of this country, the people who shaped, who built, who created this country, were white males, to deny that fact is to disregard the truth, to disregard objective reality, which is not a good thing. Justice. Justice is based on English common law, protect property, and intent counts. Are those bad things? Does intent count? Does protecting property count? And then finally, they have a section on communications. This is remarkable. This is held to be a subheading of whiteness and the oppression of whiteness. Whiteness means the king's English rules. You believe in a written tradition? In communication, you want to avoid conflict and be polite? Okay, again, try to put this all together. And are you saying that it is somehow authentically black to be impolite? To try to pursue conflict as much as possible in communication? To disregard any written tradition? And to disregard, quote, the King's English? To disregard the English language? Michael Knowles, who's a friend of ours, Michael put on Twitter, does David Duke run the National Museum of African American History and Culture? This is the problem here. I remember I began this segment by saying that all races are the same. In other words, David Duke and other white races, other Klansmen, other people on the extreme white would say, yeah, they're right. All of this good stuff about America, about hard work and the English judicial tradition and the idea of speaking decent English and being polite and following rigid time schedules, showing up on time, planning for the future, delayed gratification. Yep, all of those things are characteristics that only white people hold. This is so deeply insulting. It is deeply racist and completely outrageous. And the fact that it is supported by American taxpayers is appalling. Rod Dreher over at American Conservative, and Rod also has been on this show many times. Rod says, aside from the anti-white stereotypes here, notice the inadvertently anti-black insanity. Things like hard work, being on time, cause and effect, rational thinking, respect for authority, politeness, all these things, according to the museum, are manifestations of whiteness. And he says the same thing. Did David Duke write this stuff? It's crazy. If a white man said that black people are lazy, can't keep to a schedule, have no respect for authority, can't think straight, are rude, etc., he would be rightly criticized as racist. But there it is, at the taxpayer-funded National Museum of African American History and Culture. We will get right back on the Michael Medved Show. Why was Nick Cannon fired?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says some Democratic-led cities like Chicago and New York are out of control and resemble war zones.
They're supposed to be asking for help, and they don't want to ask, so maybe they're proud or maybe they think it's bad politically, but we can't have happen what's happening.
The president making those comments at the White House on Wednesday. The family of George Floyd is suing the city of Minneapolis for his wrongful death. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump says it wasn't just the four police officers responsible for Floyd's death. He says the city has a long history of abuse, especially against black men. and the dining industry is asking Congress for financial assistance amid economic hardship brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The National Restaurant Association forecasting that restaurants will lose over $240 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, yesterday we played some highlights from a podcast. It was actually a podcast from last year. And it was a podcast that had just been rebroadcast and gotten more attention and, of course, inspired more controversy from Nick Cannon. He has a podcast called Cannon's Class, as if he's going to be a teacher. And the three clips we played yesterday, he's speaking with Professor Griff, who was part of Public Enemy before he had to leave the group because of anti-Semitic remarks. Now, Professor Griff, I don't know if you could call it anti-Semitic or not, but he had said that the Jews are responsible for the majority of the evil in the world. You think that might count as anti-Semitic? A little bit? Little bit anti-Jewish, if you prefer. Of course it is. Now, I didn't play any of the anti-Jewish material because I thought the anti-white material was more striking. Because in this conversation with Professor Griff, who was a well-known crackpot, he said in 1989, he said, if the Palestinians come into Israel and they kill every single one of the Jews, I'm all right with that. Imagine if someone said that about a black population or a Muslim population or a Jewish population or of a Christian population anywhere. There's so much of this stuff. In any event, Viacom dropped Nick Cannon, and not because of his anti-white stuff, where he said that white people are evil. He said they're just born that way because they are not melanated. They don't have melanin. They don't have compassion like black people do. This is textbook variety racism. That's what I said yesterday. And I give props to Viacom CBS, because they issue the following statement. Viacom CBS condemns bigotry of any kind, and we categorically denounce all forms of anti-Semitism. We have spoken with Nick Cannon about an episode of his podcast, Cameron's Class, on YouTube, which promoted hateful speech and spread anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. It did. While we support ongoing education and dialogue in the fight against bigotry, we are deeply troubled that Nick has failed to acknowledge or apologize for perpetuating anti-Semitism, and we are terminating our relationship with him. We are committed to doing better in our response to incidents of anti-Semitism, racism, and bigotry. Viacom CBS will have further announcements on our efforts to combat hate of all kinds. Okay, Nick Cannon has struck back, but this was part of the rant that cost him his job over at CBS. That's clip 14, Jeremy.
Who are they? When we speak of, because this is what it truly is, and we talk about those the six corporations, when we go as deep as the Rothschild, centralized banking, those the 13 families, the bloodlines that control everything, even outside of America. When
right.
we talk about the people who, if we were truly the children of Israel, and we're defining who the Jewish people are, because I feel like if we actually can understand that construct, then we can see that there is no hate involved. When we talk about
right.
the lies, the deceit, how the fake dollar controls all of this, then maybe we can get to the reason why they wanted to silence you, why they want to silence Minister Farrakhan, and they want to throw that we are having hate speech when it's never hate speech, when it's not.
Right.
You can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people, when we are the same people that who they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's our birthright.
That's our birthright.
Okay. He also said in the same podcast of Louis Farrakhan, every time I've heard him speak, it's positive, it's powerful, it's uplifting. Really? This is clip number 15, some of that powerful, uplifting message from Minister Louis Farrakhan. Listen.
Your country has been taken from you by the synagogue of Satan, the satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
White folks are going down, and Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off of that satanic Jew.
And can't
I mean, there's so
much of that satanic Jew.
It's just, okay, and now somebody's going to point out that Chelsea Handler, who identifies as Jewish, she's half Jewish, her mother's a German-born Mormon. But Chelsea Handler had sent out approvingly some Louis Farrakhan material. She's apologized for that. And the very essence of this is, and I've alluded to it before because it's something that I've studied a great deal of. You have to get into the very essence of what the Nation of Islam teaches about a Jewish people and about white people in general. And they believe, and you can actually read it in even up-to-date material that comes from the Nation of Islam, they believe in a big head scientist who lived 6,600 years ago. And you can look it up in Wikipedia. It's actually well-sourced. They have all the Nation of Islam sources. In the beliefs of the Nation of Islam, NOI, Yaqub was a black scientist who lived 6,600 years ago, and he began the creation of the white race. He is said to have done this through a form of selective breeding referred to as grafting while living on the island of Patmos. The Nation of Islam theology states that Yaqub is the biblical Jacob. The story has caused disputes within NOI during its history. Under its current leader, Louis Farrakhan, the NOI continues to assert that the story of Yaqub is true, and claims that modern science completely supports it. The Yaqub is said to have been in Mecca at a time when 30% of original black people were dissatisfied. He was a member of the Meccan branch of the tribe of Shabazz. Yaqub acquired the name Big Head because of his unusually large head and his arrogance. By the age of 18, he had exhausted all knowledge in the University of Mecca, and with 59,999 followers, he went to an isle in the Aegean Sea called Pelon, which Muhammad, that's Wallace Fard Muhammad, the originator of the Nation of Islam, identifies with Patmos. Once there, he established a despotic regime and set about breeding out the black traits, killed all the darker babies, and created a brown race after 200 years. After 600 years of this deliberate eugenics, the white race was created. The brutal conditions of their creation determined their evil nature. By lying to the black mother of the baby, this lie was born in the very nature of the white baby, and murder for the black people was also born in them, or made by nature a liar and a murderer. The new race traveled to Mecca, where they caused so much trouble they were exiled to Europe and stripped of everything but the language. Okay, all of this has nothing to do with Islam. Islam does not teach this. And in fact, if you talk to regular Muslims about any of this stuff that was invented in the early 20th century by the originators of the so-called Black Muslim or Nation of Islam movement, they will tell you, okay, but this is what all of this stuff is about. They stole our birthright. They're talking about Dr. Yaqub, the big head scientist who lived 6,600 years ago and who bred the white race, the race of white devils who have made problems in the world ever since. And the idea that this would be taken seriously by someone like a Louis Farrakhan, who is given a place of honor in the Democratic Party. It is time for Joe Biden's sister soldier moment, which for him should be a Minister Farrakhan moment. This stuff is sick. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Medved show during the break, just exchanged a few words with Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College. I am broadcasting from home because we are still in the middle of a pandemic, as much as many of us would like to pretend it's over. I'm broadcasting from home. Jeremy's back at the studio doing all of the technical magic that makes this show and so much else possible. Anyway, Jeremy made a very good point. If you take a look at this definition of whiteness that has been offered, and by the way, based almost entirely on white scholars, it's a definition of whiteness from the National Museum of African American History and Culture, part of the Smithsonian. If you had been told that this has been put out by some conservative foundation, there would be protests today. I mean, immediately. If you were reading something that said that delayed gratification, the idea that, okay, I'm only going to get dessert if I eat my vegetables first, that's delayed gratification. If you said that's a white trait, black traits are different. Caring about schedules and time schedules, that's a white trait. It's not a black trait. If some conservative white organization had put that out, there would be hell to pay, and rightly so. Because these are human attributes. The idea that the way to success is through hard work, doesn't every family, black, white, Asian, Latino, doesn't every family in America teach your children that hard work is the key to success? If you don't teach them that, you're going to have unsuccessful children. Promise. That's guaranteed. Really, it is. This is one of the great truths of life. And by the way, it's in the Bible. What does it say when Adam and Eve are thrown out of the Garden of Eden? God says it's through the sweat of your brow you shall earn bread. Right? That's called hard work. Let me go to Sid in Atlanta. Hello, Sid. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. I feel like you should criticize Trump more when it comes to racism. I mean, basically, just because he did a few things for Israel, but posting white nationalists, that does not fit with Israel people or black people. You know, that's the most racist person president I ever met. And yeah, and
Trump. Okay, I understand. Hold on. We do talk about Trump. We don't talk about Trump. One of the things that I think is a problem in America, Sid, honestly, is that too many people, both people who love President Trump and people who loathe President Trump, talk about Trump too damn much. He is not the center of the world. I am trying to prevent him from ever becoming the center of my world. And I didn't mention Trump even one bit this hour. By the way, I think what he said about the Confederate flag is awful. But, you know, why are you bringing that up in response to the idea? Do you believe that black people believe in hard work? Do you believe that black people believe in strong families and strong marriages? I do.
I feel like everything they talk about, we live in a society where we have a phrase, we said black people say black is beautiful, or we said black lives matter. And white people also have their phrase saying white is right. And that phrase white is right basically
I have
means
never
a society
in my life,
Sid,
I have never in my life either said myself or heard someone say white is right. I understand there are Ku Kluxers. They're not my friends. Yeah, by the way, Ku Kluxers hate Jewish people too. And the percentage of white people in this country right now who would say white power or white is right, thank God that percentage is the lowest it's ever been. It's very,
let
very
me ask
small.
Michael, let me, hello?
Yeah, go
hello?
Ahead. I'm
let
listening.
Me add that when it comes to the statues and the Confederate flag, let me ask you, if Germany, okay, has statues
Wait, Sid, you're talking to the wrong guy. I don't think Confederate statues should continue. I think they should be removed, not through vandalism, not through people attacking them. But they should be removed the way the statue of John C. Calhoun was removed in Charleston, South Carolina, the way that the Lee statue was removed in Richmond and the Stonewall Jackson statue. They should be removed. We don't disagree. And the point that we disagree on is this. I don't think it helps black people. I don't think it helps white people to obsess on race. I just don't get it. I don't understand, given the fact that this country does have a troubling and difficult history of racism, I agree. I don't understand why talking about race more and emphasizing it more helps anybody. If you could explain that to me, Sid, I'd love to give you a chance.
I think that you need to be black to understand what we are talking about. I mean, I have experienced some of the things you said where I go to a certain neighborhood or, you know, I feel like I have to dress a certain way or talk a certain way just to try a little harder to satisfy, you know, the a white person. You know, because sometimes some people generalize, want to say that, you know, you heard some people say, hey, he's the good one. You know, it's just that we live in a society where America is racist.
Don't you think that some black people generalize too about white people?
Yeah, but we have no power.
Well,
we live in a white is right society. We have no power.
This is a point that Robert Woodson, who's a great black leader for many years, makes that right now. If you took the 45 million black people in this country together in terms of earning power, they would have the seventh largest GDP in the world. Now, some people said, well, it's not the seventh largest, it's like the 10th largest. But it's still, to say that black people have no power today, and again, I am not saying that we have achieved equality, we haven't. But does it...
I'm talking about the everyday white black people. And you always come up with the superstars, there's people who play this entertainers. You always name entertainers. I'm talking about everyday black people trying to get promoted.
Again, I'm not talking about entertainers. I'm talking about business people. I'm talking about corporate heads. I'm talking about leading academics. I'm talking about members of Congress. Sid, don't you believe your children have a bright future?
They will, yes. They'll definitely have a bright future.
Good. I believe so, too.
I believe that they will... about society, about living in this country, or this multi-society country where...
Do you think that they have noticed that the mayor of your city of Atlanta is a black woman? The mayor of Chicago is a black woman. The great police chief in Seattle is a black woman. And I think Vice President Biden is very likely to nominate our first black vice president after we've just had our first black president. The idea is... And let me leave you with this, because, you know, you and I have been talking a lot, and I'm glad for it, and I appreciate your calls, and I value them. But I honestly want you to just take under consideration, for your kids, the message of the world is against you is going to be be less useful, less constructive, less helpful to them than the message that, look, you follow basic principles. Be polite. Be persuasive. Work hard. Show up on time. Do all of these things that this thing from the Museum of African American History and Culture deriding. You do all those things, you can be anything in America. And the truth is very much there. Sid, I wish you luck. You're unquestionably right. There are some things that I have not experienced, but I think I can understand them. And I can understand what you're saying about feeling other and feeling that people are expecting you to behave in a certain way and looking at you askance. I get that. But for goodness sake, look how far we've come. Just in the course of our lifetimes. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.